You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are visiting with Mr. Clayton John Anger, an award-winning, best-selling author of The Ego's Code, international personal development teacher, and entrepreneur. Clayton, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you so much for having me, and it's an absolute pleasure to be here from the UK. So it's going to be fantastic. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, looking forward to it as well, and thanks also for joining us from the UK today. So for starters, how did you get into this line of work where you find yourself today?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I used to be an accountant and tax consultant many, many years ago, but it did not fulfill me. And in 2009, my wife and I, we set up a consultancy called Sarios, which is all about alignment and helping people within organizations to align to their values and their truth in life, and help an organization to align to their values so they ultimately walk their talk, and then aligning the two behind their business plan. So, and then off the back of that, I did more and more speaking and development, and became a speaker and then an author, and then just opportunities just unfolded from there. So it's just been a crazy, fun, exciting journey, which I would not change in any way.
And that certainly is good to hear. Now, tell us, what is negativity and why do we experience this so often?
Okay, so negativity in life, it's a message from you to you that something is not quite right or how we think it should be. Now, within Sarios, our consultancy, you know, there's four components that we look at around negativity in business. And the first one is we look at, you know, the spirit of the organization. So we're looking at the culture of the organization and how that actually impacts, how negativity impacts upon the culture, impacts upon the performance of leaders and the decisions that they make, and how we can help them to actually use that as a fuel for success in business. Then the extension of that is then we then look at the psychology behind negativity, because a lot of negativity arises from the past. So when we're actually experiencing any form of negativity in our life, we're actually being triggered back to the past. So we're actually reliving the past in the here and the now. So we're actually not conscious. We've actually gone unconscious. And so what we then start to bring in psychology and helping people to understand some of the psychological messages that actually take place in business and in meetings and interactions. And then the third component is we look at neuroscience and how we think and how negativity impacts on our thinking and stress. So when we experience high stress in our life, what actually happens from a neurology perspective is we experience high beta brainwaves in the brain. And so when we're in high stress, we actually can't think clearly, and we certainly can't create the types of results we want to create in life. And then judgment and resentment and all sorts of things that else kicks in, which then impacts upon business performance. And then the final piece here is around the commercial side. So anything and everything which we do through our organizations, you know, must have a commercial impact. But obviously negativity impacts upon that, so because of the ripple effects of the three above. So what we do, you know, within the work that I do and the work that we do in our organization is to help companies to understand actually, one, the impact that negativity has on their culture and their teams, their performance individually and collectively, but also how to then unravel that and use that as a fuel for success.
Now, we all have negative thoughts, but what do we do if they consume you around the clock?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So it's a very simple three-step process, because when we experience negativity, we're being effectively triggered back to the past and we're reliving the past in the here and the now. And so from a psychological perspective, you have to pay attention to it, because when you it's all about raising your awareness. So when we raise our awareness to our own negativity, what actually happens is it brings us back into the here and the now. And what then happens is we start to change our neurology in our body, in our brain. We start to calm our breathing, which actually changes the high beta brain waves down to medium, down to low, and into alpha, which actually starts to move us into peak performance. So the awareness creates presence, which is step one. Step two is then about acknowledging it and giving it a voice. And some of the biggest challenges that we see in business today is that people don't acknowledge it. And then, they don't talk openly. They don't seek to understand each other's needs. They don't hold each other accountable. And it actually impacts on trust and well-being in an organization and in business. So awareness creates presence. Then you acknowledge it. And then when you start to acknowledge it, it's about expressing gratitude for the level of awareness. And then the third and most important is then acting for your highest good. And acting for your highest good as an entrepreneur, as a business leader, and for your organization. And what that means is this, is that, you make decisions from a place of, serving you and serving your organization and serving the people who work with you. And when, or, even yourself. So when you start to do that, it doesn't, people don't like what you say or what you do, then that's their stuff. That's part of their own journey. What we don't do as entrepreneurs and what we don't do as leaders in the world or in our own life day to day is compromise ourselves by doing things that we think we should out of obligation, because what that does is it actually heightens the stress in the body and causes our energy to change and then we become tired and exhausted, and it perpetuates the system. So three-step process: awareness creates presence, which brings you into the here and the now. Then you acknowledge it and express gratitude for it by expressing it. And some of the things that I do with corporate clients is we journal it, or we actually go outside into nature, because nature helps as a way of getting the oxygen into the body. And as we get the oxygen into the body, the energy starts to move and the breath starts moving the body. So the awareness creates presence, which brings you into the now. Acknowledge it. And then step three, act for your highest good. So make decisions that support you, that support your life, that support you as an entrepreneur, that supports your team, and it really does make a difference. And I see it every day in my own life, in my life of my clients, and also in the life of my corporate clients as well.
Good stuff. Helpful information. Today we are joined by Mr. Clayton John Anger, an award-winning best-selling author of The Ego's Code, international personal development teacher, and entrepreneur here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Clayton, how do we release it and use it as a fuel for success?
Well, the first thing is this is getting a little, I'm going to stretch our listeners a little bit. Now, quantum physics has proven that we are always in creation. So we can create through negativity, or we can actually create through using that negativity as a fuel. So the way in which we do that is to make conscious decisions, because quantum physics is now proving, and science is now proving, that human beings are spending 95% of their time unconscious. And so, we're literally just drifting through life, and every time we experience negativity, we're actually going unconscious. So by just doing the process which I just shared with you then, we're actually starting to change the neurology in the body. So what actually happens is as we become more aware and we start to make decisions for our highest good, we make decisions, for our business in the way that we want to make those decisions, then actually what happens is it creates more confidence. So as that creates more confidence, what actually happens is it changes the neurology in the body. And as it changes the neurology in the body, we actually unwire and rewire the brain. And so Hebbian theory says that nerve cells that wire together fire together. It also says that nerve cells that no longer wire together no longer fire together. So we can literally, unwire our brain and rewire our brain. So as we do that, we are actually changing our energetic nature. And so we then start to release some of the negativity within us, because negativity is just energy, and all energy can be changed and transmuted. Quantum physics has proven this. Science has proven this. I just was reading an article before we came on the air, all around stress, and they're talking about the impact that changing your energy. When you change your energy, it changes you and your thinking, your thought process. As you change your thinking, your thought processes, you then change your reality, ultimately your life. So that's a short version in which people, can do it. The detailed version is obviously in my book, and I put loads of things on Twitter all around it. and on Facebook, and you know, people join my community on my website that also get regular updates around how these kinds of things can help them day to day.
Also, Clayton, how do we recognize the things that we keep doing wrong over and over again, and how can we fix that?
That is such a great question. The first thing is to recognize immediately that when you are experiencing any form of negativity, so whether it's anger, sadness, fear, hurt, guilt, whatever is going on for you, that is a message that you need to pay attention to. And if you ignore it because we've been conditioned by the society to sweep it under the carpet, to stuff it down, and if we do that, it comes back with teeth. So it's really important with the awareness piece to observe what's going on in your life. So notice when things are not flowing. Well, you know, notice when you're trying to force things, because we're not meant to be forcing things. So, for example, in our consultancy very, very recently, we noticed that that one of our clients was very slow in paying us, which was very much out of character. And then we noticed that some of our other clients, there were some contracts that were slowing down. And we thought, okay, so if we are creating that reality, within our own worlds, well, we need to take some responsibility for that. So we were observing what was going on and where things weren't moving. And then so what we did is we took care of ourselves. So we, did everything that we said. Awareness creates presence, which, I didn't want to go into high beta brainwave, so I kept myself in a beautiful alpha state. And then we just contacted the client, and we had a very clear and open conversation. And in fact, the client said, actually, we hadn't received the invoices. If you send them to us, we'll get them paid, rather than 3 months' time, ultimately. So the important thing here is really paying attention to what is going on in your life. And when things are not moving, start to pay attention to them, because there is resistance that's showing up, and you have to go through the resistance. It's no good stuffing it down, ignoring it, sweeping it under the carpet, because it's a very important message from you to you that there's something that is not quite right and that you have to pay attention to it. And sometimes, we have to go through the resistance. There'll be tension there. There'll be stress there. Don't get sucked into that. Just say, okay, there's something I need to pay attention to here. And the more you work with it, the easier it will become. The challenge we have in business and as human beings is that we tend to ignore it because we don't want to look at it. It's really important that we express it and we share what's going on with ourselves first and then with others.
Fantastic information, and really has been good to have had you cover something that we don't really key in on too often, especially on this program, is negative thinking and how to deal with it. And this book certainly sounds like a must-read, The Ego's Code, and certainly appreciate your joining us here today. Clayton, before you go, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip for the listeners today?
Yeah, I just really very quickly like to share how to lead with truth in business today. And it's a very quick mnemonic, which I have called Truth, and the T represents that trust. So, in really to get the most out of an organization, for them to live in their truth and honor the type of the organization that they are, the T is about trust. So teams, need to seek to build trust with each other by sharing their vulnerability. Be open, and, share your truth and share your vulnerability. The R is about responsibility. So take, always seek to do the right thing, in business, for yourself, and you can even apply this to family and your personal life. The U is to understand. Seek to understand each other's needs. When you understand each other's needs, then you can help each other to rise up as opposed to keeping each other down. The next T is about talking openly. Enjoy a healthy debate. When you have the vulnerability in place, you can have that open and honest and straight debate and then go down the pub afterwards or go out for dinner afterwards and then laugh about it and talk about it as opposed to being a conflict. And then the final H, really hold each other accountable and hold yourself accountable for your own actions. So, and I use this as a metaphor in my own life, in our business, truth, trust, responsible, understand, talk openly and hold. And, and everybody matters in life. Everybody has a message that they need to share in the world. And so this is a really great opportunity for people to come out and share their truth and share their vulnerability in a beautiful, safe place. The world is changing in a very, very big way. So I invite people and recommend people do that.
Clayton, where can listeners get information on the book, The Ego's Code, and to make purchase and also to be in direct contact with you?
Thank you for asking that, Eric. So people can go to my website, which is Clayton John, J-O-H-N, Ainger, A-I-N-G-E-R.com. My book is available in paperback. It's available on Amazon.com and .co.uk. It's also available on audible.com in an audio book. It's also available in an ebook. There's also a meditation that will go with it to heighten performance, you know, and so people can get that. They can follow me on Twitter, and I'd really appreciate that. They can follow, you know, they can follow me on Facebook and Instagram, and, you know, and join, but come and join our community. There's lots of free stuff which we give away to help business leaders to be the best that they can be and help you to get the most out of your life every day.
Again, Clayton, it's been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
Thank you for having me. I've loved it. Have a great day, everybody. Cheers now. Bye-bye.
We've been speaking with Mr. Clayton John Ainger, an award-winning best-selling author of The Ego's Code, international personal development teacher and entrepreneur. And for all the details, simply visit claytonjohnainger.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio in association with the Author Channel, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live globally 24/7 at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also pick up our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.